Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. Just thank God for being able to come back across, hallelujah, these airways and skyways. Being able to congregate and unite with God's people all around the metroplex and metropolitan and the scope of this world. I just thank God for all of my faithful listeners that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And Overseer Award is just not saying that to make you feel good, but I'm just saying that because it is true. It is the word of God. And God said that he blesses a cheerful giver. So we just want you to know whether it's your talent or your time, God is going to bless you for being a blessing to this ministry. And so I'm not going to be with you very long on this morning. I have a new cough that has come about, and I think I got it from my granddaughter, but all in all, I just wanted to come across and bring you a rhema word from the Lord. So, like I have just stated, I won't be with you long. I'm going to stay on task, and I'm going to stay on schedule. So I'm scheduled to be with you 1 hour, and 1 hour it will be. And so I just want all of you to just get your comfortable seat. I have the chat room open for your listening pleasure and your sitting and your listening pleasure, excuse me. And so I just want you to bring all your digital devices, may they be your tablet or your computer or your smartphone, your iPhone. Just bring all your digital devices because we are living in a high-tech society. And so you just bring all your digital devices and you can go along with me as I read the word of the God of God to you and read out the scriptures, and you can go back at your leisure and read, you know, what we have discussed on this morning. And then that way you can allow God to minister unto you on a personal basis. And so I want to just send out condolences to those of you that might have lost loved ones, might have been in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 8 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, 30 minutes, even seconds ago. And we do that to just encourage your heart, to let you know that you are not in this alone, but you have other pilgrims, prayer warriors, hallelujah, and sojourners that's praying along with you and for you in your hour of a great loss. Hallelujah. And so we just pray that God will restore your joy and return back restoration unto your heart and your soul. So we just want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. And we are definitely praying for you and with you. And we are weeping along with you as well. All right. So now, I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me into your living room area. And then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the news highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio / podcast dial. I just thank those of you that, hallelujah, just like I have partially, just continually to tune in when you see that the old ship of Zion, hallelujah, is going across, that you tune in. And I just thank you so graciously. And I tip my hat off to you, you and you. I want to welcome my guests. I want to welcome colleagues. I want to welcome my friends, Kingdom family, Kinship family, and all of you that are in my live digital audience on this morning. I want you to know that this is a live church service, just like you would get in your automobile and drive to your designated church or your mass. Hallelujah. We just want you to know that this is a live church service. And so at the conclusion of this program, you're promptly calling for any prayer petitions. We have what I call a studio dollar prayer request line. So you can call in and make your request known. God said make your request known. So you can make your request known, and I will pray and touch and agree with you that God will answer your prayer petition. And if you have any miracles that God has performed in your life and you want to share with the world, you are just cordially invited to call in. We would love to hear what God is doing in the lives of his people. So we got that done. So now we're going to go into opening prayer, because every time that we come across these airways and skyways, we want to always acknowledge God, because God tells us in his word to acknowledge me in all that you do, and I will, God will, direct yours, minds, and our path. So right now, without any further ado, I want to go into our opening prayer, and I'm asking all of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. I want to introduce him to some, hallelujah, and present to others. He is a holy deity. He's a holy God. He is our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's a native of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And we know right now he's not in a Roman grave, but he is alive and well, and he's sitting not on the left, not in the rear, not in the middle, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. Hallelujah. He's looking down on this planet Earth. You know, he said that the earth was his footstool, so God is looking down on the good as well as the not so good. And so I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for enabling us, God, together, in unity, God, once again. Hallelujah. Around this spectrum, God, we just thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to congregate and unite in holiness and in righteousness, God. And God, we know that this earth is all that we're treading on. It's not our eternal destination, God. But we know that you have a mansion that's lying in waiting, God. And we know one of these historical days, God, when you appear in all of your power and all of your glory and your beauty, God, hallelujah, you will come and rapture us out of here, God. But until that time is upon us, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, God, through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, even me to bring a rhema word for those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, for the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant, with words, hallelujah, of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one, God, that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings, God, we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And that the cathedral faith of God, his people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. So now we're going to take you on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. Because we know that time is of an essence. And so we're going to try to get as much in here as we possibly can. Hallelujah. And we just, once again, we just thank God, because He is such a good God. He's so gracious to allow us this platform and this podium to just distribute his gospel, because that's what I'm doing. I'm mimicking God's gospel. He's already written it out, and so I'm just mimicking what he's already laid out. And I don't take away, neither do I add anything to the word of God. All right, so right now we're going to go on into a sermon, and I want you to get your pens and your tablets out, or you can, you know, type it in on your notes on your smartphone or your tablet, whichever one you chose to do. But anyway, we're going to dig on into the word of God, because we know that time is winding down. So our sermon on this morning, entitled Held Up with Interruptions. I want to say that one more time. Our title on our sermon this morning is Held Up with Interruptions. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, and the plans of his heart to all generations. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 33:11. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. And you may not get but just a little bit of Hymns of Zion on this morning. It's just whatever God says, we're going to let God have his way in the service on this morning. And so our second key scripture, it reads like this. It says that, I turned my heart and despair of all the labor in which I had toiled under the sun. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ecclesiastes 2:20. All right, this is our last and final key scripture for this morning, and it reads this. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange things happen to you. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Peter 4:12. So we are talking about interruptions. You might say, oh, what you mean, overseer Ward? I mean interruptions that we have in our lives. You know, you can just be going along in your day-to-day itinerary, and you're just happy as a lark. And then all of a sudden, you might get a phone call. You might get a text message. You might get an email. You know, you might get a knock at your door. You might get a telephone call to say that bad news has erupted in your family circle. Maybe you lost a loved one that was near and dear to your heart. It might have been your husband, your wife, your son or your daughter, your infant baby, your grandniece, your grandson, your granddaughter, a colleague, your care provider, your physician, your insurance salesman, and whoever, you know, that's a part of your family circle, that you got news that something had happened to them. And if they didn't die, then maybe they was in an automobile incident, you know. So whatever that happens in our lives is an interruption. And it held us up. That means that we cannot at that time continue in what we were doing. We have to stop and, you know, just kind of sit down and try to get our thoughts together on what to do next, you know. And we know that in this life, we're going to always have interruptions. So we, you and I and us, we're going to always be held up in some sort of way in this life, because we know that this life is uncertain. And we're sure to go through trials as long as you and I exist here on planet Earth. We will be going through, but we know that we will not go alone, because Jesus already told you and I this. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I will be with you till the end of the earth. So with that retrospect, we know that we are not alone, because we have Jesus Christ right there walking beside us. And you know, it's a saying that says, when you only saw two set of footprints. So instead of four, that would have been Jesus two and your two, which would have made four. But when you saw only two set of footprints, then Jesus says, that's when I carried you. Because God will carry you in our house. He will spiritually carry us, because God is a spirit. And God said, those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we know that we live in a nation that view pain as an enemy. We think of pain as an unnatural and something to be removed from our lives, to avoid the pain. And you know, there's a TV commercial that tells you and I, us, when we have a pain, to reach for the aspirin. But Jesus, however, did not turn from his own pain or the pains of others. We know during Jesus' ministry, those in pain often came to him. The demon-possessed, the lepers, the lame, the blind, the woman with the issue of blood. When Jesus encountered them, Jesus didn't tell them to go get lost because I don't have any food to feed you. I don't have any water to quench your thirst. But Jesus stopped and he took time, hallelujah, for their pain. Jesus can handle yours and mine and our pain, the pains in our lives, when we take time, hallelujah. When we bring it to him in faith, we have a responsibility to take time for the pain. We know that the pain of our friends, even the pains of our co-workers and people in general, we know that every now and then and again, we even must stop and take care of our own pain. To do this, though, you and I know, hallelujah, we must face the pain in our own lives, admitting its reality. It might be hard to face, but when we do, we can begin to work through it. We can live victoriously over it and not be mastered by it. We can trace the sources of the pain in our lives. Sometimes we need an objective, outside observer to pinpoint things we don't see or want to see in our lives. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear it, so I don't want to hear about it, you know. I don't hear about that phone call. Who's on the other end of that line? Well, that's cousin so-and-so. There's ain't so-and-so. Well, I don't want to hear that. I can't stand it right now, you know. Just too much for you to bear. But we know that Jesus, hallelujah, can help you and I and us bear our pains and our sufferings. And finally, you and I and us need to grace the pain. That is to put it in proper place. We know that in the law of Romans 8:28 suggests that God uses pain and tribulations to make things right in yours and minds and our lives. Paul talked about his own thorns in the flesh. How he asked God to remove it 3 times. But God said that my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Corinthians 12:9. In effect, he said that my grace will be with you, hallelujah, in your fiery furnace. My grace will help you, hallelujah, when you part the waters of your Jordan River. My grace will shut the mouth of the lions in your lives. My grace will fight your battle and bring down the walls of Jericho. Hallelujah, I want to ask you on this morning, what kind of pain are you suffering? What kind of pain are you facing in your life today? I want to encourage you, my son and my daughter. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you that God is able to give you strength to make it through. But you got to take time for the pain. You know, that was an old song that says, I don't have time for the pain. I believe it was an old song. But you know, we have to reverse that. And we have to take time for the pain, because we know that, like I first stated, in this life, you and I will have pain. We'll have suffering. We'll have heartaches. We'll have setbacks. We'll have misfortunes. We'll have booby traps that the enemy tries to set before you and I. Yeah. But God, he encourages us and he tells us that God has made a way for you and I to escape the fiery darts of the enemy, because we know that his MO is to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus told you and I and us, he said that I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. And you know, Jesus' disciples were accompanying him on an urgent mission, where their trip was interrupted in the law of Mark 5:21-42. We find out that the daughter of Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, was dying, and time was of an essence. Jesus was on his way to their home. Then suddenly, Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched my clothes?" That's verse 30. So the disciples seem irritated by this and said, "You see the multitude thrown in you?" That means praying to him. So he said that you see the multitude thrown in you, and you said, "Who touched me?" Verse 31. But Jesus saw it as an opportunity to minister to the suffering woman. Her illness had made her ceremonially unclean and unable to participate in community life for 12 long years. While Jesus was talking to the woman, Jairus' daughter died. It was too late, or so it seemed. But we find out that the delay allowed Jairus to experience an even deeper knowledge of Jesus and his power, even power over death. You know, Jesus can raise the dead. Jesus can allow the lame to walk, the dumb to talk, the blind to see. That's what Jesus can do. He have those omnipotent powers. And sometimes our disappointments can be God's appointment. You know, so we just have to go with the flow. We know that God is not punishing us, but that it's just a part of living. When we don't understand the circumstances that surround you and I, it's easy to be shaken by life's alarms. But Peter's generation experienced the same thing. His warning was simple: do not think it strange, hallelujah, concerning the fiery trials which to try you. So you and I, we're going to be tried. We're going to be tried through the fire. And I want to know we can come out as pure gold if you put your trust in God and not in man. But God said, put your trust in me. Hallelujah. We know that the trials and the heartaches of life may sound like a call to evacuate, to run away, or to respond to life in ways that are disheartening and destructive. But we would do well to listen more closely to our Lord, because we know that the trials may be nothing more than a reminder that our trust is to be in God and not in people. We can trust him in those times when the alarm starts to sound. So we're talking about held up with an eruption in this life, is which we live. Every day we're having an eruption, some sort in our lives. May it be a pink slip. You're going to be laid off. It's going to be a decline in your pay rate. Hallelujah. You don't have money for your son's college tuition. Hallelujah. Every day of our lives, we are encountering and held up with interruption. Nothing but interruption, interruption, interruptions in this life. Hallelujah. But all we got to do is just depend on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because we know that Jesus will take us through. God, tell us, don't you worry. Just leave all your worries to me. God do not want you and I to be worrying about anything. But he said, pray about everything. And just leave the rest to Jesus. We don't have to try to figure it out, because we know God is going to work it out. Hallelujah. And it's going to be according to his will and his way. Hallelujah. So I am reminded about, I'm so, why, you know, people yawn and suddenly stretch their mouths wide open and take a deep breath. And it was said that it get forth a sigh. So the answer that shallows breathing is the warm and stuffy air of nervousness can deplete the oxygen in our bodies. So our creator designer equipped us with a deep breath reflex that sends a rush of oxygen to the rescue. And aside from this, we know that a technical explanation, a yawn, are a sign of usual signals of nervousness, tiredness, or boredom. Then there is a sigh of the soul. We read in the law of Ecclesiastes, We can almost hear Solomon sigh. He tried one thing after another in an effort to find meaning time after time. The spirit reacted to various situations, only to cry, all is vanity. Everything he touched produced emptiness. He finally realized that nothing satisfies self to fear God and keep his commandments. Lord, help us, help me, and help us to see our sign of disappointments with the pleasure that things of this life aren't meant to bring us to you. It is a sign of disappointments with the pleasure and things of this life are meant to bring us to you. I want to correct that. We know that you alone give eternal significance to everything that we pursue. And so I want to ask you on this morning, Christian, are you disappointed with the world and all around? We want you to turn your eyes from earth to heaven, where true joy may all be found. And once we've feasted on the goodness of God, nothing else will satisfy. Hallelujah. So I just want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged and just know that if you're held up with interruptions, just know that, hallelujah, it's only for a season, because we all have our seasons of trials and tribulations. And you know, as sin entered the world back in the beginning, in Adam and Eve day, sin entered the world and it brought about all kind of sadness and tears and heartaches in our lives. But you just know that one day when Jesus come in all of his glory and all of his beauty, Jesus will not allow you and I to cry not one tear in heaven. Tears will not be allowed in heaven. God tell us that he is not going to send anybody. He's not going to send our mother, our father, our daughter, our son, our husband, our wife. But Jesus himself is going to wipe every tear from yours and mine and our eyes for the last, final curtain call. Hallelujah. God is going to wipe the tears from our weeping eyes. And there will be no more sickness. There will be no more cancer. There will be no more liver disease. There will be no more arthritis. There will not be any blindness. I mean, all the sickness and diseases that we have suffered here on planet Earth will be done away with. Hallelujah. There will be no sickness in heaven. But we'll be in heaven just praising Jesus. Hallelujah. All day long. God said that every day will be Sunday. And Sabbath will have no end. So every day will be the same day. You don't have to worry about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because every day in heaven will be the same day. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to our nature, spirit, and infused the mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want your triple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondent to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Overseer from Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janet Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gera, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address. It's www.janetfordministries.org. You can also catch us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hallelujah, and LinkedIn. So until we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. The lines are now open. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want your Temple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, the lines are studio, call it, is open. If you have any miracles you would want to explore with the world, you are cordially invited to call in. But if there be any calls on this morning, we're going to now take you over to our second phase of our program, and that is the Hymns of Zion, and that is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So we're going to now take you on into Hymn of Zion. Till we meet again, you be blessed, you go in God, and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Get ready for the new
Jericho
waiting on God. He's waiting on God. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. With all your best hope, now it's on you. So what you gonna do?
Come on.
Hey, y'all, one, two, three. Get up, we got this. Go ahead and pray. Go up and make for what I
dream.
You know it won't prosper now.
Sing.
Hey, y'all, one, two, three.
Church.
The battle's not yours. It is the Lord.
You can
cry. Battle's your own. You're not
wrong.
Greater is He.
Take some
of me.
No,
everybody. My name's Victory.
Yeah.
My name's Victory. Hey, y'all, one, two, three.
We got strong. But we can win it. Sing that ever.
Hey, y'all, one, two, three. Get up, we got this song. Go up and make for what I need. You know it won't fuck up. Now,
one, two, three.
Hey, y'all, one, two, three.
Yeah.
Get up, we got this song.
See them hands
go up and make.
No purpose from the gift.
Just
off
now.
And all what people say.
I'm doing good.
See, the reason why you're doing good,
I'm doing good,
is because what's ahead of you is greater than all the things that were behind you. You got to understand.
Good.
You got to understand that everything was already ordained before you got here for you to do good. See,
your
eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it been in the
right place.
God has not put your hands for it.
Selected and predestined. I ain't even known you before.
Let's pray. Truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the same, I keep on bringing the pain. There's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy is with me, so I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and rage your pain. It won't change a thing, God, until you understand.
Preach.
If you try to scream, I'm saving.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
Thank you. true story.
She's a small town woman in a big town world. She's a mother and a father for one boy and three girls. She got a grandma's Bible. It's in the bills and her purse. With no more options, she dropped the knees in the dirt.
She says,
Lord, please help me. I'm lost. Don't believe.
Please tell that
through this weight up on my shoulder. If joy comes in the morning, how much longer? Do I knock on heaven's door? Cause it won't open. To breathe, to go into belief.
See, I know that you've been here before.
But if you look closer, the thing that didn't kill you made you stronger. That's why it's not over.
It's not over. You got everything. It's not over. Don't believe everything you see. You're on fire. Weapons from somewhere higher. They light up when you go. It's got there. It's not over. It's not over.
But you don't know where you headed. The prize is never greater than the lesson. The cross you carry really was your blessing. So please, can't fight what you can't see. Come on.
See, I know you've been here before.
But look, see, you made it. All the nights you hated it. They just made you stronger. That's why it's not over.
We don't be lost, even if that day is a miracle. Fill me with you right now. I want please mention my name when you talk to your father today. Life down here feels so strange. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Jesus, please mention my name. See, I got some bad news today. It'd be nice if you can carry this weight. See, it's got me questioning my life. What else to do? The safest place to hide is you. You are the door I now walk through. He sees me, 'cause he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Can't help but love Jesus, I appreciate it. He intercedes, yes, for me. He protects me from things unseen, right between God and me. He intercedes for me, say,
Zaza, 10 years ago, I asked you for that beat. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
So I need to know, can I beat that beat again?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Perish, have everlasting life, the sound of love.